Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we're talking about happy endings, mismatched libidos, online dating, and so much more. Thanks for listening. Okay, everybody, it's my Sibian update. Everything is going really well. I feel like it's my mascot. I feel like it's my, like I wanted a dog, but I got a Sibian. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you might have think you know about the Sibian. You might have heard about it years ago, but it is a game changer for your sex life. It's so much more than even a sex toy. It's a full-on sexual experience that I've been having. I'm very grateful for my Sibian, I have to say. I've learned a lot. I thought that I couldn't learn more about my body. And the Sibian, you ride it. It's a unique mountable design, okay? It's a toy. It's like it's more than a toy. It plugs in the wall. It's very powerful. And it's kind of like you ride it like you do during cowgirl position. And the cool thing about the Sibian is that each woman has a power to customize her own experience every time she uses it and makes it work for her. You can use it alone or with a partner. And, you know, one of the top questions I get asked is, how do I have an orgasm with my partner? And actually, if you can learn on the Sibian, you can train your body how to have orgasms with a partner. There's 11 attachments that come with it. You can get an insertable one that looks like a penis, a finger. You can get clitoral ones that stimulate your clitoris or labia in different ways. And again, if you have repeated rides on the Sibian, you train your body to orgasm. And because of the unique design, you learn how to orgasm with it. You have sex with your partner. You know exactly how to move. And it's just fun. It's like foreplay. My guy, it's one of our things. We're like, should we do the Sibian? Because mine came in this. You can order this as well with it. It's a little ottoman. Check out my Instagram, Sex with Emily. You can see it. It fits in. It's like an ottoman. People sit on it. They don't even know they're sitting on my Sibian. So we just pull it out and we use it. And he watches me on it and it's hot and I don't know. I feel like I should be. I'm going to have to come back, Anderson, and tell specific stories about this, about how hot it is. Like, I'm going to tell people about what I've done on this Sibian. Mm-hmm. What? You don't believe me? I feel like it's kind of graphic and I don't really get into it. But let me just say this. It is a game changer. I went to a swinger party with this guy I'm dating, and that was the game changer, too. That was a little foreplay. This is a whole other worldly experience. So check it out. Check out the Sibian website if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you don't get it. One woman emailed them and they said that she's been married for 17 years and she never had an orgasm. And riding the Sibian, her very first time, she had an orgasm. So even if you're orgasmic, you can learn a million different ways to experience pleasure. So check it out. It's a great investment. It will change your sex life. I'm telling you, it is been around for 30 years. Can't be wrong. Check it out at Sibian.com, S-Y-B-I-N. Use code EMILY75 and you get $75 off your first order. Check out the Sibian. Change your life.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We can check out everything going on there, all of our blogs, our videos. We've got killer videos. You can also find them on our YouTube channel, Sex with Emily, and Twitter is Sex with Emily, and Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. You all love my Facebook page. I've gotten so many likes. People really like me, Anderson. They really like me.
Y'all love them.
They do. It feels good. So like that. Do this. Do that. Check it out. I love you all. I'm grateful for you all. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Ah, gobble. Except for the Turks. The Turks didn't do too well.
No.
Turkeys.
The Turks. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not.
I know you're just an animal lover.
I do have a little sister who was a vegetarian for a while. I remember we were all having Thanksgiving dinner, and she's like, we should be burying the remains. This is disgusting. It was very upsetting. And then later that night, I went downstairs a little drunk, like 3 a.m. I went downstairs to get myself a little turkey, and there was a light on in the kitchen. She's a probably 12-year-old girl. She's crouching down, her mouth filled with turkey.
That's the best story ever. Do you tell that every year at Thanksgiving?
She does not like that story, yeah. But I've told that story a few times.
That's a great story. I appreciate it. I thought that we could talk about... I'd like to talk about some things that I'm grateful for.
Your Sibian.
Well, that's on
the
my
G-spot.
List.
G-spot. Orgasms. right?
Did you look at my list? It's a little more robust than that, a little more diverse. It's not just sex, I'll have you know. But I'm thankful for you.
Aw.
I am. Dude, we didn't know that this would be such great chemistry and a match made in heaven. It was kind of like, I don't even remember how it happened that we started doing this together like 2 years ago.
That sounds like we're together or something. I don't remember how we met and started banging.
How did we start banging? You know, but really, like, I know we're doing Loveline and then... I don't know.
Yeah,
like
you're doing Loveline, and I immediately liked you. I've worked with so many people in this business, you know, on both sides of the mic. All sorts of personalities. A lot of personality defects. People with personality, what do you call it?
Disorders.
Disorders, yeah. Personality, like straight up personality.
Narcissism.
Narcissism, yeah. Addiction. And I got to say, you're one of my top three people I've ever worked with. Oh. Maybe top two.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, see, that it feels even better coming from you because I know I see your disdain for most people who cross
most
your
people.
Path.
There's so much dead weight out there, Em. Especially when people start talking into a mic and they think they're important and they matter. It's like then they get all carried away. I can tell an asshole. I'm sorry to use that language.
Yes, I don't care.
When people leave their trash, when they're done with their little radio program or broadcasting, when people leave like cups of water.
I know, they
I'm
do
like,
that
oh,
in radio.
You think you're a special person. There's a trash right there.
They do. I hear you.
And I've actually seen people who come into the business and like they're very nice. They clean up after themselves. And after like a few months, they get comfortable and then they start
leaving
trash.
Because you know why? The people before them. We come in here, the people leave the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I would never leave trash.
Right. You never would. See?
See, that's why you like me. Was it because the first day I put my cup away?
Yeah, you threw your cup away.
But you probably, because the thing about you, too, you set up probably thinking, not to like. So when
I default to hate.
Right, you default to hate. I default. See, my problem is I default to like.
It's a lot
and
of
so
energy.
It takes me a while to.
Yeah.
Well, I just assume like the best night, and I trust too much.
Right.
I mean, I've learned a lot in this business not to, but I still do. But so one of the things I'm thankful for is that I'm grateful for is meditation.
Ooh.
I'm not going to get all like spiritual. This isn't like spirituality with Emily, although that's another one I could do, but. For years, like 20 years ago, I went backpacking through Thailand, right? And I did this 10-day silent meditation retreat, and I learned Vipassana meditation.
Shocking.
10 days. What?
You were not talking for 10 days.
No, I did it 3 times.
That's
and,
a month of no
talking. Finally this
talking.
Year, that's why I think I started this, because I was like, I have to get it all out. But I realized—
You were by yourself, though, right?
Yeah.
You wasted it on a boyfriend.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm sure like your boyfriend might enjoy a little silence. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. I know. You should have heard the show. It's so funny, you guys. If you want to check out Guess Who's Having Sex with Emily, a podcast I did a few months ago, it's funny because Menace asked him the first thing he said was, how do you put up with the talking?
Yeah. There's no volume on you.
There's
like, you
no
can't
volume.
Just turn you down.
It's true. I mean, I'm actually.
No, what you say is great. I'm just messing
with
you.
I'm trying to talk a lot. Okay, so gratitude. Okay, so gratitude is a very important part of meditation, too. So I do a meditation twice a day. At least twice. I try to do it twice a day. I definitely do it once a day. But afterwards, I always do like 5 things I'm grateful for, like the last minute, right? And studies actually show that when you, every day, if it's like grateful that you got a cup of coffee this morning, or you're grateful that your alarm went off, it doesn't matter. It can be little things. It can be big things. But there have been numerous studies that show that people who actually take note of what they're grateful for are happier, have better physical health, and all that stuff. So I'm just going to encourage you all in the new year to start doing that.
Take inventory.
Take inventory of the things, you know. It reduces stress, you know, all that stuff. So I'm thankful for the real – okay, so I've been in L.A. now for 3 years. Mm. November 1st was 3 years.
Wow.
And I know. And I'm grateful that I was able to stay and make a living because I moved here and it was unclear. I did not have – any savings. I barely had anything, to be honest. And,
you're like that immigrant story. I came here with $10
story.
In my pocket.
No, seriously. It was. I mean, I was in San Francisco for years doing the show, but it just, L.A. was a great move. And I'm grateful for the friends I've made and the loyal, very loyal support system.
Not easy to do in this town.
No, it's not. And I'm telling you, like, I left, I have like my posse in San Francisco, right. But it takes a while to meet the really good people.
Your Castro cronies.
Castro cronies?
Right.
They're not in the Castro, in San Francisco?
Yeah. Castro district.
I live near there, yeah.
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 And they're your cronies.
Yeah.
Come on, give me the alliteration.
No, I got it. Castro, I do. I will.
You
but
will,
I wasn't
from
in
now
Castro.
Moving forward, all of your San Francisco friends are Castro cronies.
Yeah, but Castro, yeah, okay. I'll go with it.
Just go with it.
And so also, I'm grateful for my new friends and my old friends, and my family is awesome. I was just home with my niece's bat mitzvah. Mm. I'm grateful for my
team.
Was
that fun? I haven't seen you since
then.
Oh,
my God. It was amazing. Yeah. My niece had a bat mitzvah. Coachella.
Did she get drunk?
She's 13.
At Coachella?
Well, no, her name's Ella.
Uh-huh.
And the theme, kids today have themes.
Right.
It was Coachella.
So she was like a coach.
So they created my sister-in-law is like an amazing party thrower, and right. the event, it was at this casino in Detroit where it's called...
Only 13, I thought.
No, but it was, they rent out this place called the Sound Space or something, uh-huh. and it's where they throw concerts, like huge concerts, and my sister-in-law, it looked like you were at Coachella. There was grass and teepees and tents and face painting and music, like we danced, like it was crazy.
How many people
dance party.
There?
300.
Wow.
150 kids, 200 kids maybe, 100
she,
adults.
She did pretty well that night.
Oh my God, I was with her opening.
And she didn't get drunk.
13?
Yeah, but is it, what is it significant of the bat mitzvah?
Becoming an adult.
Yeah.
Like,
well, 13. There you go.
But you're not like becoming
drink
a drunk adult. No, I don't. I mean, maybe some of the kids were drinking. I always, you know what I was thinking? I've heard all these stories that now kids like give blowjobs at bat mitzvah, like the girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's mitzvah. Been all these studies.
You just made bat mitzvah sexy for the first time ever.
I know, I'm terrible to say, but I remember hearing this. I'm like, oh my God, I never would have done that when I went to bat mitzvahs, but I kept looking around going like, who, I wonder if anyone was like in the TV giving a blowjob, which I really hope didn't happen. I took some great video, but then I smashed my iPhone on the floor.
What?
And lost
you
it
were
all.
Drunk.
I was buzzed.
What were you drinking? Manischewitz?
No, I was drinking dirty martinis,
uh-huh.
which is, I save that for special occasions,
those
but my family's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for them.
I love your mom.
Dude, isn't she awesome?
And your stepdad's fantastic, too.
I know. She was, and I guess all her friends, I went with her to the gym. They were like, we listened to the show.
Oh,
we listened
no.
to the Sibby. Yeah, the Sibby, and that's so funny. And yeah, they listened. And they were, my mom said she listened, too. I didn't even know she knew how to listen to pot.
She probably listened to the episode she was on.
She did. Yeah. I think that was the first one she's ever listened to. So that was a good moment. And I'm really thankful for my team. I have a great Sex with Emily team. And I have to say, after 10 years, I just finally, it's kind of like, I guess, what it feels like when you find the one.
Uh-huh.
You know, you probably felt that when you decided to marry your wife.
I thought you were going to talk about a team up with Mike Carano and Tyler White.
No,
the
but
disaster.
I mean, like, that's because to me, I was never like oriented towards that. I was like, I want to make like this business that I love, like make it into a business. At first, it was a hobby. And I have just such great people that work for me.
It just
and
fits and it's right. And you
it
feel
fits and
confident
it's right,
and comfortable.
And they put up with me too. Right. And I'm, you know, hey, I wouldn't, I'm not always so easy. I'm nice, but you know. Tracking me down. It's like a, you know.
You're a little bit haywire. You're a little spinning out.
Little ADD, you know. So I love them. And I have to say that, like, you know, my career, that I was able to do something that I love. And I'm thankful for my listeners and make it and, like, pay my rent with it. And my mom just stopped asking me what my plan B was about 2 years ago. I'm grateful for that. I am grateful for my sex toys. And this year I have to say that my Sibian and my In Control, the intensity, the Kegel exerciser are the two things. Because every year I truly, like, you know, practice what I preach. I try to learn new things sexually and try to grow my sexual repertoire. And those two things really help me. I'm thankful for my little Mini Cooper that could, because it's really old and it keeps dying but keeps coming back to life.
Just to remind the listener, this is a Thanksgiving recap that Emily's doing. She hasn't lost her mind.
I'm thankful for avocados because I've learned to really like them this year and put them in my smoothies. And I'm thankful for my blender and my smoothies. They're so good.
Really?
And, yeah, I could go on and on, but that's just what I'm thankful for. So
let me ask you a quick question about the old meditation.
I'm thankful for gay marriage in 2015, too.
All right. Okay.
That's
let's
all.
Not, let's
go.
Not complete.
Are you bored? Go.
Obviously, you're thankful for gay marriage. I mean,
I am. It's well, a, I was trying to think of sexually what happened this year, too.
You're thankful for people who didn't get murdered?
Well, I mean, I could go all deep on you, but I just wanted to know what, you know, I'm thankful for my listeners mostly because you all make me do this. So thank you.
Get deep. I don't want to keep you shallow.
No,
get
I want to keep. I like to be shallow. It's a more comfortable place.
Okay.
The other thing I'm thankful for is my 10-year anniversary show at the Improv. And
ooh.
I think I'm thankful for it, but I'm nervous. It's December 6th.
Yes.
At 7:30 p.m. Anderson's going to be there.
On my calendar.
Magnus
yes.
will be there. Dr. Mm-hmm. Drew will be there. He's mm-hmm. going to be doing a little segment answering Q&A. It's going to be a friggin' awesome show. We've got
fun.
The most hilarious, like, retrospective video of everything from the beginning till now. We've got funny, like, 10 years ago, what was happening with dating now.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago in sex.
Before like sex
porn.
Apps. And...
Well, do you know that nobody 10 years ago was saying to me like, not one email. I get hundreds of emails a day. Nobody said to me, why do girls want to be choked? Why do girls want to be spit on? Like porn has changed a lot. They weren't asking that.
Oh, really? But they were still getting choked back then.
Yeah, but they weren't talking about it. They weren't asking about anal sex as much. And
right.
10 years ago, people were not talking about dating online. They'd rather admit to like kicking small animals than they
right.
sorry stand,
yeah.
than they talk about dating online. I went to a friend's wedding in 2007. She met him on Match. Her
taboo.
Guy.
Yeah.
She said to me, "Don't tell anybody
right.
at the wedding." Like nobody knew that they.
And now it's the norm.
No, it's like if you don't date online, you're insane.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that, and we're gonna have giveaways, and we've got food for everybody.
Melrose,
$15.
Improv, the famous Hollywood Improv. It's gonna be a really fun.
It's gonna be fun, and tickets are gonna sell out. So do it now. $15.
Sound like you said $50. It's $15.
Oh, 15 people.
Yeah, 15.
Hollywood, Melrose. Go to my website. click on the banner, Hollywood Improv, the banner.
They got
to go
a bar there.
There.
They got good food there.
Oh, my God. It's going to be
good
so
time.
Fun.
Yeah.
And email me feedback@sexwithelmy.com. Also, if you have any, I want to know what your favorite moment of the Sex with Elmy show is, what you've learned, anything, and I'll read it while we're there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. Okay, one more thing I have to mention. Then we're going to get into sex. The day after, 2 days after, I'm doing another live thing.
Oh, wow. Look
at Hustler Hollywood. And this is Naughty or Nice Sexy Holiday Advice. So I love my Hustler Hollywood workshops. Uh-huh. It's at 7:30 Tuesday, December 8th. Mm-hmm. Email me rsvp@sexwithelmy.com, which is a new email address.
Ooh, look at that.
We've got a lot happening. We're really technically
What's RSVP
savvy.
Stand for? I don't know.
So
are you going to dress like a sexy elf?
Oh, my God. Yes. That's a great idea.
Yes.
Dude, that's a great idea.
Santa's little... Naughty helper?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm going to dress as an elf if you all show up, but I'm also going to help you. We're going to answer your questions. What?
You should dress up like an elf for the 10-year anniversary show.
Really?
It's around the holidays.
Do you want to know something really funny about dressing up as an elf? When I moved to San Francisco,
yeah.
When I was 22, I worked in politics, so right. I was an intern.
Right.
And I was volunteering for Barbara Boxer during the day.
Yes.
For months. I had no money, no job. So at night, or on the weekends, I took whatever, I catered, I waitressed, I cocktail waitress. But
like
one time, I got a job dressing like an elf for Toys for Tots because I'm small enough.
Not a sexy elf.
And it was not sexy. No. And I took it.
Put the ears on?
What?
Did you have like pointy ears?
I had to be an elf.
I want to see.
And they were paying me like $25 maybe for the day. And uh-huh. I did it. And I dressed as, I did crazy shit.
You still got that costume somewhere?
No, I had to. They gave it to me for the day. Right. But I was an elf for Toys for Tots. You do shit when you're desperate, when you want to like make it and make a living.
And once you've made it, you also dress like an elf at Hustler.
Exactly.
At least at Hustler.
I'm going to bring it back. But the best thing is, email me the number one sex question you want to get answered. Come to the workshop. And then also, I'm going to help you pick some sexy gifts. So Hustler has everything. And I figure like you're all like, oh, should I get a massage? What did you get? Get something to improve your sex life. And if you're single, like do that as well. Like get a new vibrator, get a new toy, get some, you know, watch some sexy porn, get yourself whatever. It's not like you'd even like spend a lot. But I think that you should always get yourself something sexy because sex is where it's at. And sex improves all of our sex lives. Sex improves our lives. The more sex you have, whether it's self-love or with a partner, we're happier people. Serotonin. Right.
Like Emily said, no one's ever had sex, consenting sex afterwards and said, ah, I wish I didn't do that.
Right. Just like the gym.
Yeah.
You're never like, oh, why'd I go to the gym?
Why'd I go to the gym? Yeah.
Have you ever thought that? That's
no.
That's how I get myself to the gym. Or do something like, I'm not going to regret this.
Right. You're not going to regret going to the gym.
I'm not going to go, why'd I go for
it? It might suck going to the gym. It might suck being at the gym, but it's not going to suck when you're done.
Hardest part is getting your shoes on.
Same way. Same with sex.
With sex, the hardest part is what? Getting your penis in?
Getting your penis in.
Or getting your vagina.
Moist. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you want to hear about a happy ending?
Sex in the news. Yes.
Okay. A masseuse. I mean, if anyone wants to know more about it, email me feedback@sexwithelmy.com because I'm happy to talk about meditation more.
Very interesting.
You think so?
It's not as sexy as some of the listeners might like.
But it will improve your sex life because
doing
the reason
why things inside of you?
People don't have sex because they're one of the reasons is because they're so freaking stressed out.
Right.
And I guarantee I'll teach you after how to meditate.
Real quick.
Go.
All right, I try to go to the gym at least a half hour every day. When I'm there, I'm listening to podcasts, a certain podcast, and I go into a different place. Like, I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about stressful things. I'm just kind of at the gym, listening to this
doesn't
podcast.
Count.
I'm
Drew
meditating.
Said the same thing to me. I tried to get, I meditate. He's like, gym is meditation. It's not.
Yeah, it's like meditation.
You need to be doing nothing at all and have your mind of no thoughts, nothing coming
breathing.
In. You just have to breathe.
I think I'd freak out if I started breathing. I'm like, I don't think I can breathe. I think I'm short of breath.
If I can do it, everyone can do it.
That's a good point.
I never
stop
talking.
It's a very strong point.
I stopped talking. I came out of the womb talking. Okay, masseuse denied a client a happy ending, so he took matters into his own hands.
Uh-huh.
This was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Embarrassing.
After being denied a happy ending at a South Carolina massage business, an aggrieved customer took matters into his own hands, according to cops who are searching for the sexual exposure suspect. As detailed in the police report, the suspect received a $68 massage and a $20 table shower Saturday evening at a massage place in Myrtle Beach. At the conclusion of the treatment, he asked the masseuse for a happy ending. The employee was unsure of what that meant, so the suspect made a stroking, masturbating motion with his hands near his genital area. When a happy ending was not forthcoming, the man got upset, put his clothes on, walked into the lobby of the massage business, sat on the bench, pulled his penis out, and began masturbating in front of the masseuse.
Were there other people there in the waiting room?
The man demanded that the victim looked at him while he was conducting the sexual act and say that he wanted a happy ending. The suspect did not pay for his massage, nor did he tip, I assume. Mm-hmm. And then he left. and they couldn't catch him, and they got his plates and stuff. So I don't understand why people weren't calling the police, how they can't catch him. They have his like identification. He's like 40, 50 years old, suspect, blah, blah, blah. How could you not find this guy? And they have his license plate.
How could you not find like a Thai masseuse place?
Well, I don't know. But this is a Thai place. It was called it was called Tai Chi Massage. So he probably got confused. Shouldn't you use Yelp it or something? No, Yelp probably doesn't review those.
I think
illegal.
They have something. And actually, they have a, there's a website. Something about rub and tugs or something.
I'm sure.
It's a website where they give like all the reviews and whatnot.
I bet like FetLife probably does that too. And then what's the other one? Adult Friend Finder. Probably. I'm not encouraging it, people.
No.
Like, why do you want to do that?
But that's the equivalent of like, you know, waiting for your food and not getting it, going back into the kitchen and just like cooking your own food and then eating it and not paying for it.
Exactly.
It's pretty ballsy of that sex offender.
It is a sex offender.
I don't like it.
But guys are into that. I had a boyfriend in when I was 25 that I dated for a while, and he got a happy ending from his masseuse that he actually, and I heard it on his voicemail. Okay. She left a message and I figured it out and he admitted it and I was so upset.
Wait a minute. How did you find out about it?
Because I had the code to his voicemail to listen to
and
it.
And there was a masseuse talking about, hey.
Yeah, well.
I enjoyed giving you a happy ending.
Oh, they were like, it was someone he saw regularly. So it wasn't like in a sketchy place. Uh-huh. But I knew they hooked up and it was pretty sketchy.
Wait, so she was like almost like a friend. He was like a client and like a regular.
And she regularly jacked him off.
And was this like in an upscale place?
No, it was like she came to his, he went to her house.
Oh, yeah, one of those, like classic.
I just remembered this flash. He also was the one, he cheated on me and I cheated on him. It was a really great relationship.
Sounds fun. Yeah, sounds like mid-20s to me.
But I have, I found the list. He made a list of everyone he slept with and I wasn't the last person on the list.
You weren't
it was sequential.
On it. Yeah.
I was on it, but it was three names after
me. I remember that story, yeah.
Same guy.
Bad time.
No, but can I tell you something? Had the best sex. Like, he opened me up sexually. So I actually have to thank him. I wish, if I could say his name, I would.
How many people were on the list?
A lot.
You know what? You should be thankful.
We were probably
that...
26, maybe. I mean, we were 26 years old. He was, and maybe there was 40.
Oh, that's not that many.
Five. At 26? That's not a lot.
You should be thankful that it wasn't like a rank. Like, he wasn't ranking.
Because
then you'd be like the third worst. You know what I mean? Instead, you were just the
third. No, I knew, because one was like his boss. I'm like, when did you fuck your boss? In China? They in China. They went to China. You fucked your boss. I'm shocked. Good times. Yeah. Okay. That's a good story. Okay. But before we get back to that story where I've learned a lot, I'm going to tell you something that's really important right now.
Are you? You don't sound so confident that you're going to tell me that immediately.
I'm going to tell you about the Vibratex flashlight, Vibratex and the flashlight, because I don't know if I mentioned that I am thankful for my magic wand every day. Like I said, I'm most grateful for it. I'm grateful because it does give you mind-blowing orgasms, and the magic wand is rechargeable this year. That's something else I'm thankful for. It is not plugged into my wall anymore. It doesn't have to be. I charge it. I literally have had it for a year. I've probably charged it 3 times, and you know how much I use it.
I don't know, but I take your word for it.
And it's been around for 30 years. It provides powerful, penetrating vibrations, and it's totally liberated from your bedroom wall. And you can take your wand anywhere now because it's not plugged into the wall. And it's every bit as strong as the original, as a few other tricks up its sleeve. Has 4 brand new vibration patterns, 4 levels of intensity. The other one was like on, off. And I've tried them all out, and they're amazing. And in fact, I used to just do the on. I used to just think I was an on-off girl, because now vibrators, Anderson, you don't know this because I don't think that you use them, but a lot of them have these like,
I've heard them, yes.
But I would just go, but now I do.
Just like that, right?
Yeah, but now with the magic wand rechargeable, I like the different, I like the like up and down, up and down, up and down. Yes, I've learned to love. You have so many goddamn skills. Why didn't you tell me you could do a vibrator? Dude, I didn't even talk anymore. Why didn't you tell me you could do that?
Right.
You guys, if you don't have this one yet, this is like a staple, okay? So go get it. It's a great holiday gift. I'm telling you, this is exactly what she or he wants. MagicWandRechargeable.com.
Yes.
Harry met Sally.
That's right. Good call. Man.
Thank you. Yeah. I know. You know, I know movies.
You know all your orgasms in movies.
I do. That's about the only one. I think I should do another one.
Another what?
Movie about... Oh, I did do a porn.
What?
Do you know that I shot a porn?
Yeah, I know that.
And it was nominated for an award, 18 awards.
Like best anal,
I didn't even, can I be honest?
I'm sorry.
The XBiz Awards in January. I'm grateful for this. I just got nominated to be for Sexpert of the Year.
Sexpert.
But along with that, I got nominated for my role in this movie as a non- porn star. Mm-hmm. I got.
Was you like a nurse or something? Or like a doctor?
No, I was myself.
You're yourself.
Yeah, it's called Marriage 2.0. It's really good. It's won all these awards. Uh-huh. And I haven't talked about it much because I'm busy. But I...
Who are you up against?
I don't even know. Do you know that Madison told me? Madison, my producer, she was like, oh, you... Because I just got nominated for the Sexpert thing. She says, you also got nominated for Marriage 2.0, which I have like a 2-minute, 3-minute scene. And I don't even...
Are you like standing over a couple having sex and like critiquing them?
I'm helping a couple open up their relationship.
Were you acting as a surrogate?
I was on like a surrogate. I didn't sleep with anybody. I had my full-on clothes on.
Okay, full-on clothes on.
That's not a sentence. Another great gift is the Fleshlight. Mm-hmm. And now they have the Quick Shot, which is a mini Fleshlight that you put up and down, that you can, it's great for, it's your like, you know, hamburger helper. It's like your handy helper for a hand job.
Right. It sounds like it's good for long flights.
It's good for long flights. It's good for giving blowjobs or hand jobs. And it's open-ended, so you can just... Come wherever you want.
Fairly good.
So the Fleshlight, if you don't know, it's a male masturbation sleeve. You can also get the Stamina Training Unit. They've got hundreds of Fleshlights to choose from. The Fleshlight Go is more compact. The Quick Shot, it's open, like I said, it's open-ended, and it's freaking awesome. It takes handjobs and blowjobs to the next level. So check it out, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Fleshlight banner and use coupon code EMILY. And you get a free bottle of their award-winning Fleshlight.
It's just like Fleshlight, but it's flesh.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Good, Anderson. That's a good...
Because, you know, a lot of times people hear words and they don't really connect.
And I sometimes I feel like I'm talking...
You're doing fine. You're not talking too fast.
No, but I sometimes do.
Yeah, you sometimes do. You're not tonight.
Do you know that Madison, in my notes for the show, she writes slow down in big red, like every few pages?
Yes.
But I'm not looking. I don't look
You're
at
thankful
it.
For that.
I'm thankful for Madison. Yeah. I'm going to say to Madison, Alyssa, and Lori, and intern Jamie.
And intern Jamie.
And you.
And me.
Okay.
Not Menace, though. You hear
Menace
that, Menace?
Too.
Not Menace.
I'm thankful
you weren't
for Menace.
On that list. Hey, real quick.
Go.
Happy Ending. That was actually the ending of one of my short films, if you recall. Remember that?
Yes,
he
I
went
do.
Into a massage parlor, and he got an unwarranted, unrequested happy ending, and he was a Mormon, so it upset him greatly.
I remember that. I love your movies.
The name of that short is Mormoon.
Can people find it?
No, because it's in festivals. It's being submitted all over the place.
Excuse me. Look at your banner year.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for? One thing.
I'm thankful for learning about a new show recently called Billy on the Streets. Billy Eichner. I love him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a TV show?
Yes. It's on True TV.
I don't have a TV.
Billy Eichner. Billy on the Streets. It's fucking phenomenal. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. I'll check that out next.
It's great. It really is great.
Well, I'll watch that after I watch like Sopranos.
You need to get Billy Eichner on the show.
I haven't watched TV in 20 years, but I totally will.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. People, more sex in the news. Which one do I want to do? Because I want to get to some emails, but...
One more sex in the news. Come on.
I'm just trying to think which one you would like the best. There's one about people are more terrified of sex than of car accidents.
What?
And you're more likely to get in... to a car accident than you are
while
to
having
get
sex.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Then contracting like
really?
HIV. So here's the thing. A fascinating study by Terry Conley at the University of Michigan, my alma mater, so you know it was a good study, shows that the stigmatization of STIs has resulted in people being disproportionately terrified of having unprotected sex. Apparently, we think we have a 7.1% chance of dying from one unprotected sexual encounter compared with a 0.4% chance of dying in a car accident.
Who are these neurotic people that are
talking
to? I don't
know. They're probably students at my school. I was a neurotic student. That's roughly 17 times as high, according to The Atlantic. In reality, that perception couldn't be more backwards. You're actually 20 times more likely to die from a car trip than from HIV contracted during an act of unprotected sex, according to stats from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. So we're really worried about... I'm not saying you should be worried. You're not going to die. Like, people are worried of dying from sex.
Right.
You might get an STI.
What if you got, like, Magic Johnson in your backseat and it's Charlie Sheen in the
passenger seat? What about Charlie Sheen, dude? What about that?
And you get in a horrible car accident where all of you guys are, like, cut up and bleeding on each other. Then you're fucked because then you're in the car wreck with you.
Oh, my God. And the blood. That'd be bad. I'm not going to get into a car with Charlie Sheen, but how crazy is that?
Magic Johnson in the backseat.
Yeah, the whole thing. But now, I mean, that's another thing. Well, I'm not going to get into that.
That's a shocking study.
But here's the thing. Parents are excited about kids getting their driver's license and do not regularly forbid their child from driving, but they know that there's risks. But then they are, let's be clear, consummating Tinder dates without the aid of condoms is never a good idea, but stigmatization of behavior doesn't stop that behavior from happening. So along with the rise of hookup apps, the rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis are escalating and fast.
Yeah, that's what I said. Super AIDS is on its way because of all these freaking apps that these kids get to use
freaking condoms.
They get to use them. They're all enjoying themselves, and they get to do this. And
but they don't use condoms.
I'm married and old now.
Why do, I don't understand, like, why you wouldn't use protection with somebody you don't know.
Because it just doesn't, it's not nearly as good.
Is it because people are just buzzed and they don't think it's sexy?
They're buzzed or they're, like, so desperate and they can't believe it's actually happening. And they're just like, I don't care, I'm all in.
Like, in that moment, it's like the impulse, they have no impulse control.
Or, like, they just, they don't feel like they can pull it off and be cool, or they're nervous. I don't know, I'm speaking.
Practice, if you can't, if you're not comfortable, then the next time you masturbate, like, practice putting on 10 condoms. Like, how I masturbate. Well, yeah. That's true.
You're gonna be
get
giving
some
away
cheap
condoms
ones that you're not going to use. Yeah, I have so many skin. Do you know that I? Yes, I'm so glad you said that. Skin, SKYN, my favorite condoms. They have these special Movember condoms that are so cute. They come with little mustaches. Yeah. Did I give you one? Like
no, I just know what Movember is.
And... Well, but they don't. The condoms, they have come with mustaches in the package. I'm giving away so many things
at
the show.
In the package?
Yeah.
Do you put it on your wiener?
No, you put on your butt. You can take a little mustache.
Wait a minute. You take the mustache from the condom and then put it on your face?
Well, like maybe after, just to like, if you want to make her laugh or something. Or him, if you're gay.
What if you forget and you put it inside her and then she has a mustache on her cervix?
No, it's not like that.
Okay.
But I will give those away. Another thing is all of my t-shirts there for sale. You guys just have to come. If you've been listening, it's going to be, it's going to be a night to remember.
I got to fight Menace.
Because it's like, I'm taking it the most, it's like the thing I'm the most excited about, taking it the most.
Yeah, because she does these hustler Hollywood things all the time and keynote speaker. And this is about Emily. This is about celebrating you in 10 years. I mean, this is all about the show. This is the one. If you've always wanted to see Emily and you haven't, you know, figured out which one to go to, this is the one.
Yeah, and I'm going to hang. Like, the thing is, I'm not, like, a coming in the back door. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're my fan. I never get to meet fans that often. It's like, I'm going to get drunk with you all. We're going to get wasted. We're going to do shots.
She's going to pick three of you to take into the green room after.
I should have some sex with it. I've never had sex with a listener.
Yeah.
Should I auction off that?
You should auction it off. No, you should just put it like, you throw it out at the audience. Like, just put it on a piece of paper, and whoever gets this piece of paper and bundle it up, just crumple it up, and then just chuck it out and watch them fight.
And whoever gets it, I have sex with them?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like at the married weddings where they throw the bouquet.
I might throw out some, like, little mini vibrators or something, or t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But not a sex card. I don't know. That just like changed my whole brand. Yeah.
Paper airplane it.
Okay. Actually, we have an email here about massage parlors.
Oh, look at that.
Which I was going to tie in, but.
Mormon.
Emily, I love your podcast. Oh, thanks for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'm grateful for all your emails. Theme through the show. Grateful. Hey, Emily, I love your podcast and everyone involved in it. Question. That means you, Anderson. Mm-hmm. Is going to an erotic massage parlor illegal? I saw a few online that are located in New York. I'm very interested in going as long as they're legit, but I'm not sure if it's illegal.
Legit sex parlors?
Can we go? I'm not going to say. I don't want to get into any type of serious trouble. I just want to have a good time. By the way, my name is Robert. I'm 24. I'm from New Jersey. Stay being awesome. Ray. Okay. Here's the deal, Ray. I'm sorry, but they are illegal.
Illegal.
Massage parlors are illegal.
No. Massage parlors are illegal. Beating off your
customer massage. Yeah, happy
at the
erotic
end.
Massage parlors are illegal.
But I think it's pretty much expected.
It's like
in a
prostitution.
Lot of places.
It's like only in parts of Las Vegas, right? In Nevada, okay, is it legal? And so, yes, it is illegal. It's solicitation, basically the same as picking up a prostitute. Mm-hmm. And there's been a huge rise in these not-so-secret parlors lately. I'm not even going to talk about this. There's apps, Rub Maps. I'm not going to talk about it. I say it. Do you ever do that? Do you ever, like, I'm not going to say this, and then you say it?
Oh, always. Every week.
I just said, I'm not going to even encourage this. Rub Maps.
Yeah.
but just because people are like, talking about them online doesn't make them any less illegal, and you should just avoid them completely. But I want to know, like, what do you think it is that makes you so interested in it, Ray? Is it taboo? Are you not, you know, is it something like you're not having a lot of sex right now? Is it because it's forbidden? Is it the idea of you just pay and they leave kind of thing? Like, why people like prostitutes, you pay them to leave? You know? I want to know.
He's
is it possible to recreate? Can you get this fantasy another way?
He's got some energy into this thing. He's
what
like,
do you think? Does that ever interest you? I mean, there's guys I know who are like, yes, I would do it, and yes, I wouldn't.
True, because I have a very messed up back. I got a bunch of metal in my back and whatnot. And I've been trying to be better and trying to get massages at least once a month for my back to keep it loose. And it's good for it, right? My doctor's recommended it. And I had advances at a number of these places where they're trying to, like, you want extra? I'm like, no, I'm good.
Really?
And they're, you know, they're jostling, a lot of jostling. Right, and they're
trying
to get things
going.
You go
to massage parlors that offer it to you.
I used to, yeah. I used to go to a bunch of different massage parlors. I was trying to find a good one where, like, I could trust it. But, like, most of them, like, there was definitely they were trying to get extra tips. Yeah,
where were you going? Like
all over the. I live in the valley too.
Okay,
but I would say the majority of these that aren't Burke Williams, the majority of these little like mom and pop massage parlors, they're going to try and touch your wiener. Yeah, the majority.
Really?
And
but what if you don't want your wiener touched and you go up there and you say,
I found a place. I say no, and I swat their hand away. I'm like, no, I'm good, But then it's uncomfortable, and then I'm always worried, like, what if it's an attractive girl who's doing this, and then I do get, oh, no. So I was very concerned about all of this, and I found a place, $20 an hour, $20,
where?
Full body, in the valley. I should tell my little story, my little secret. No, I don't want to. It's already crowded. I got to call ahead now.
I want to go $20. Do you tip them $4? Like,
I always tip them $15. And here's the best part. You walk in. It's a little bit shady because you walk in, and it's just this, like, open giant, it's like an office building with like no cubicles. And no, they're not naked, but like, you know, there's a bunch of people getting massaged out in the open, so there's no concern of them trying to massage.
No, that's true. I got a great one at the air.
A guy was jostled.
So, do they really, like, even at nice, like, places that you played, like, a normal amount for, they would still be like
$50?
Do you think it's because guys, I'm just curious. I would think if I was a guy and I was getting a massage and I don't have a penis, which I so wish if I had magic powers, the one thing I would wish for is a penis for a day. Just to know.
That's all I think.
But I want to know if
I'm thankful for.
If you're being rubbed down by a hot chick or even just a medium, like someone, just a chick in general.
Usually they're not hot. Usually they're a little older.
Okay, but even if she's not hot, even if it's just a woman and you're a man, or it's someone, if you're a man and there's another man, whatever you're attracted to, and they're rubbing your body all over, I could see you getting a boner and getting turned on. And I've heard that from a lot of guy friends, like, well, you're already turned on. So, I mean, they would say no. Or some guys are like, yeah, it's kind of, you just do it and you leave. It's like not a big deal. It's kind of just like you're so relaxed. You're turned on. They jack you up.
And they're like, you know, it is somewhat intimate. It is weird because they're like rubbing up on you and like, you know, they're touching you in other in ways that no one else does, except for maybe your significant other or
your
if you're not with anyone
down.
At the time.
Exactly.
It's
you're
the only
lonely.
Touching you're getting.
Right. So, Ray, I would say I would spend this time. I know it looks fun, but maybe, you know, try to find someone. Try to find someone else that you can give some erotic massage to.
You know what else sucks?
Use a massage candle.
It's like I was legitimately trying to get good massages from these places, right? And I could always, I got to the point where like I probably went to a dozen different ones before I found my community, like out in the open one that I can trust. And I could tell, like, you know, like, I'm like, oh, they're just doing this because they're waiting until they can get to my wiener because they're barely even massaging me. Like, they're real shitty massages, really bad. Like, I don't even know if they're licensed. Like, they didn't know what they're doing.
Well, you were not going, I've never had anyone, see, but
I'll show you the place.
Why don't they give women, I actually have a friend who's been married for a long time and she's been asking me.
Little digi?
She wants to know if there's places for women to have happy endings. Because you know how many women would freak out?
Oh, yeah. She's very secure. Yeah.
I just talked to a guy friend today who's been married for 8 years. You know, he's in his 40s. And he just had a conversation with his wife that he masturbates a lot. And she was, like, surprised.
Yeah.
Like, people are still...
They're two separate things. Sex and...
Completely.
Two separate things.
For men and for women. We need it. Okay, struggling with boyfriend's high libido. Dear Emily, I adore you and I adore the show. I'm a 24-year-old girl living in Massachusetts and I listen to your podcast on iTunes. My boyfriend and I have been in a serious relationship for over a year. Our sex has been amazing. Recently, he's been wanting to have sex nearly every day, but sometimes I'm just not in the mood. When I tell him not now, he gets really upset. I tell him it's nothing personal. I'm just not in the mood sometimes. But lately, he's been more resentful when I say no, and it makes me feel guilty. Like, I'm obligated to say yes to make him happy. We do have sex a few times a week, but to him, that's not enough. Is there something wrong with me? Do I need to try harder, or do I need to be telling him something different to make him understand? Please help. I don't want this to hurt our relationship. Thanks, Allie. Allie, there is nothing wrong with you at all. This is a very common dilemma that couples have. It's the case of mismatched libidos. And typically, like, you know, a lot of times men, you know, I used to think when I started before I was, that it was always men who wanted more, but sometimes women want more. That's kind of what people believe, but it happens. And sometimes it switches throughout your relationship. But you should not feel guilty at all. You shouldn't have sex with any, you know, sex at any time if you don't want to. And so a lot of couples face this problem and you just have to learn to compromise. So you're not doing anything wrong. You're actually having sex a few times a week, which is great. And I just don't like that he's making you feel bad and feeling guilty. But you have to remember that when you say no to a guy or say no to a woman, if you're with a woman who gets upset when you don't have sex, we feel rejection. He feels rejection. He feels that he's not lovable. He feels that you don't desire him, like in some level, right? And he wants it. So it's like a child. And so but I don't like that he's making, right? Don't you think when a girl turns on sex, you're like, you feel rejected?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, it's absolute and total rejection. But The guy's got to understand.
He's got to understand. Yeah. And that's why you guys need to talk about it. You should not feel obligated to have sex with him. And it's not like you're withholding sex from him for 6 months. You're having sex a few times a week. So this is why you need to have one of those outside the bedroom conversations when you're like having breakfast or going for a walk or something, you know.
Romantic dinner.
Road trip. Yeah. No.
No?
You know what?
You don't want to ruin.
If you're finally made it to a romantic dinner,
yeah,
you don't want to talk about sex.
Because it's probably going to happen anyway.
Yeah, you're going
to
have sex
at night. Allie needs to understand, too, because it sounds like she's not really even sure why she's not in the mood when she's not in the mood. I guess you ladies don't really even know, right?
Well, here's the thing.
I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, well, because,
I just don't want to.
Because women are slow cookers and men are frying pans.
We can't
go from 0 to 60. Men are turned on like that. Mm-hmm. Women, if we are stressed and we're not meditating, if we're worried about something, if we're just in the, we're not automatically turned on. We might be very attracted to you. You might walk in the door from work, but we're not thinking sex.
Right.
Where guys are. So it's very like we need the warm up. We need the foreplay. And so you need to talk to him about, it's true though. It's such a bummer. It's like, why were we created like this?
With how was your day?
Right.
Like that's foreplay. That's the beginning of foreplay.
It's true.
Guys,
like,
yeah.
And Allie, I don't know
my
what you need,
good.
But it sounds like you're already having sex 3 times a week and are they living together? I think she says they're living together too. So they've been in a relationship for over a year. So what I'm saying is like 3 times a week is really good. And that, I mean, I don't want to ever say there's like a normal, but just ask him like what you guys need to talk about it. First of all, what is his ideal sexual routine? And then like if he's like, I need it every single day. That's not logical. The thing about relationships are they all take compromise. So you might just have to say, you know, I'm not always in the mood. This would also say, like, you know, a few times a week feels good to me. And when you know, it makes me feel bad when you react like that. And he could also let you know how he's feeling. And perhaps this would be a great time to talk about what turns you on. I'm wondering if you guys have ever had a conversation about sex. I'm going to assume no, because most couples don't or have not, or, you know. I know that to be true, that most couples don't talk about sex in their relationship until there's a problem. So, you know, you just have to reassure him that you are really attracted to him. You love your sex life, but you don't need to have it every day to feel close to him. And I'm wondering if for most guys, you know this, like if she just wants to cuddle.
Yeah.
Not enough.
No.
Like for me, like cuddle me, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But women are different. So also, is there something sexual? You said your sex life amazing. But maybe there's times where you're like, I could be close, but I'm a little stressed out. Is there something he could do to get you in the mood? Do you need more oral sex? Do you want to watch porn? Would you love him to give you a massage for 10 minutes? Because the truth is, massage can relax you. It's a gateway, like we were just talking about. He can give you a happy ending. So don't be afraid to talk about it. And know that, you know, reinforce that you love him and compromise, because that's what sex is about.
This might not work, but you might want to consider getting him a fleshlight as well. I know it's worked for your assistant.
Madison got her boyfriend a fleshlight, and they're the same age as you.
When she's not in the mood, 24? She just chucks the fleshlight.
Literally, and he's like, okay, I got to go. And now, I mean, her boyfriend is so awesome. I mean, every day we're getting fleshlights, so she's like, have him test. He's tests them for us. So the thing is, it mixes up your masturbation routine. Get him a fleshlight.
Madison, like, if she's going to bed early and she knows he's coming to bed after her, like, she'll put it on his pillow.
Yep. She's like, here you go, honey. Have a fleshlight.
Don't bother me.
But don't feel guilt and don't back down, but talk about what your turn-ons are. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be limited to your sex life, the amount of times you have sex. You could also, again, use this as an opportunity to talk about your fantasies, what you want more of, what you need. I'm assuming that maybe you're not getting because there's so much more that we want, I think, sexually. Don't just stay in one static place. Sex should be expansive.
So you should do it like all over the world?
Yeah, I guess so.
One more email, then I'm going to have to cut you down.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, kid.
I'm trying to see what you would be interested in here.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like?
Oh, how about pegging?
Oh, let's do the pegging. Wasn't last year the year you're like yelling in the streets? That's the year of pegging.
It was the year of the pegging.
This is the year of the pegging.
I think it was this year, actually.
No, I think it was last year.
Pegging is the new anal. When I started, I said anal is a new blowjob, but pegging is the new anal. So pegging is when a male is anally penetrated by his female partner.
Or by his male.
Or male partner.
Yeah.
Exactly. But typically it comes up in like straight couples.
It's not a wiener. It's actual like
it's
a strap-on. Yeah.
So she can wear a strap-on. Okay, so here's the email. Excuse me if you've touched on this topic before. I've been having this fantasy about being effed with a strap-on by my wife. Our sex life is fairly vanilla. We don't do a lot of experimentation. I'm not really sure how she would take it. My immediate guess would be that she would be disgusted. How do I bring it up, if at all? Should I try to introduce tamer ideas at first, then gradually move on to that? Should I just come out and say it? Thanks, Bob. Okay, Bob, that's great. Yes, you want to be gradual. You do not want to be like, so, pass the salt. Can you peg me with this dildo? No, it's not like that at all. It's definitely the, you know, hot new sex act, and not everybody is on board with it. And especially if you guys are pretty vanilla, this could be shocking.
I don't like that he said that.
What?
Because it's just such an easy, like, very terrible joke about it not being vanilla anymore if he starts getting the pegging. You know what I mean? It's the low-hanging
like
fruit
said what?
Joke.
What'd you
say? He keeps talking about how vanilla his non-pegging sex life is, and he wants to go. Never mind.
Okay. So I want to know, how's your communication?
It would be chocolate, Emily. Come on.
How is your sex communication with your sex life? It's something that you should be talking about together. And if you are not able to talk about, you know, sex, a good way to open up this conversation is to share your fantasies with each other, you know? And you want to bring it up again outside the bedroom, not during a sexy date night. And, you know, a great time is when you're in the car. To be honest, you're on a road trip. You're not looking in each other's eyes. You could be driving to the Safeway. It doesn't matter. Target. It makes it easier to have difficult conversations if you don't have to maintain eye contact. I'm a huge fan of eye contact, but when this is, you know, this kind of topic, I think that's a good suggestion. Actually, Charlie Glickman, he's the pegging king. He was on my show. We talked about this. Ask your wife if there's anything she's ever been wanting to try that you haven't done. See what she says. You want to have a conversation. When it's your turn, name a few things of your, in a few of your fantasies. So you could say, I want to watch porn with you. And then this would be a good time. You could say, you know, I've always, you know, I've been, you could blame it on me. Say, I've heard the male prostate, you know, it's called the male P spot, the male G spot. And say that you've heard they can give you amazing orgasms. And this type of stimulation for men, you know, can be amazing. It doesn't make you gay. And if she seems freaked out, you really can't push it. You really can't push it. But maybe she needs to digest it. But if she seems open, this is where you start off slow. She can just start with some lube. She can start rubbing around your anus. You don't want to start. She's not going to. Let me tell you something. Your wife is not going to all of a sudden say, yes, honey, let's try this and put a strap on. Go pegging. So you got to slowly build up to this. I've had a lot of shows about pegging, so you could listen to like the do's and don'ts. But again, the key is, you know, that's why I always say, I haven't said this in a while. Communication is lubrication. If you want to have better sex with your partner, the one way to make your fantasy come true is to talk about it. So this is something obviously that you want to try. Don't keep ruminating about it. Have the conversation. But again, start by talking about different fantasies and what you need and then build up to it. But she's your wife. So talk about it. It should be on the table. And good luck. Let me know how it goes. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Anderson. One more thing. We are looking for interns.
Wait a minute.
What?
Were you just done with it? Just
oh,
like
go.
That?
Well, all I thought we had to go. Tell me, because someone walked in. Maybe I just go.
But I cut that out of the show. Okay, one knows if they walked in, but
now
they do.
But sorry. Okay, go ahead.
What if he sent himself like a strap on? And he's like, look what the guys at work gave me, silly guys at work. And then he staged it, put it in the bathroom. And then while they're having sex, he's like, I gotta wash my hands. And then he pretends.
She think it was a tool belt.
And then he pretends to slip or something. He comes out and it's like in his butt. He's like, well, I fell and it's in my butt, but I kind of like it. Will you take it out, honey? That
could totally happen. Whoops, I slipped and fell.
That's how everything falls in people's butts, right?
Yeah,
people always
exactly.
slip and fall in it. So that could happen.
That could totally, that's another scenario, Anderson. I'm so glad you're here because
yes.
like different perspectives.
Thank God, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Interns. You need some interns
I
to
do.
Fall on things.
And let me
and
tell
get
you something.
Stuff in their
it's
butts.
A pretty good time at being in it. It's a really good time being in a sex only intern. And that's what we're looking for right now. We're looking for like marketing, media, people who know social media. You need to live in the Los Angeles area. We're not taking, unfortunately, we can't have interns that are not able to come into the office. So
I just want to work from home today.
Like, no, that's like really not an option. So if you have social media experience and you can write, please email us feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also check it out on internships.com or internmatch.com or email me feedback@sexwithemily.com with your resume and writing samples. LA and OC applicants only. We need it. It's a great time. So that's all, Anderson.
Ventura.
That's all I got for you. What?
Ventura County, no good?
Well, okay, here's the thing.
I grew up in Ventura
Hollywood.
County. I grew up in Ventura
if you
County.
You want to commute?
And I commuted to my job. I started working in radio in 1996,
okay,
November 1st.
I don't know LA geography
the first
yet.
Day that you
fine, Valley.
So Ventura. Ventura's okay.
Yeah, totally. I've
interned
in Ventura.
Yeah, okay, good.
No, I just mean like you can get to Hollywood. I don't care if you drive 3 hours. If you can get there, it's
Newbury
three
Park,
times a week.
Thousand Oaks, works.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm really, my LA geography is still leaves a lot to be desired. So thank you, Anderson. Thank Everyone you. Check out your podcast, Film Vault.
And we did top five naked scenes this week.
Didn't you do that last time?
Or last week. Yeah. And then this week we did. Well, it's still up right now, though. Well,
okay,
you know,
check
by
it
the
out.
Time this they dropped out. Yeah. The new one is a top five killer kids in movies. So kids a kill. Yeah.
I love it.
It was fun. It was
okay.
a good one.
Well, you're a good one. Thank
my,
you.
And my movie's going to be available online shortly. I'm trying to put together a package because I'm trying to raise money for my feature is the next big step I'm going to be taking. So
oh my God.
I'll let you guys know about all that stuff and you can okay. see teasers and all that.
Well, yes, we will. We will promote that. And
thank
also,
you.
Anderson, and come
December
meet us
6th.
On December 6th.
December
please
6th.
Just come. It's going to be a good time. Not please.
Don't
like, but
beg them. I mean...
That's so pathetic, I know. But I love you all, and I'm grateful for you. So thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, I mentioned the intensity early on that I am grateful for it, and this one is the MVP of 2015. It's kind of like if you've ever been to the gym on the treadmill and you're like, God, I wish something could exercise for me or do my exercise for me. This actually does your Kegel exercises for you. Your pelvic floor strength for women, you have urinary incontinence. Sometimes you sneeze and you pee. You want to find your G-spot. You want to have stronger orgasms. You want to desire sex more. This is a rabbit vibe that is also a Kegel exerciser. It's a genius health invention and sex toy. Both a vibrator and a Kegel exerciser. It's the only device that combines your pleasure with pelvic floor toning. And 43% of women have trouble enjoying sex in their lives. We hear from them all the time. Age, childbirth, stress, they all play an active role in your ability to participate and enjoy sex. You know that I love it. I even let it mix into my meditation time. Check it out. It's the only intimate health product every woman needs. It's pleasure with a purpose. Go to pourmoi.com, P-O-U-R-M-O-I. And check it out. Also, if you want to know more about it and you're like, what are you talking about, Kegels? Go to my website and Google sex or search sex toy review intense and unplugged and you'll love it. Thanks for listening.